It is a beautiful day. I mean, I just need to stop for just a moment and look outside. It's 71 degrees and sunny. It is so perfect. I mean, God is smiling on Albia today. We have this big street party outside, and I haven't looked at the radar to see what it's going to be like later today. I might need to call back to one of 13's meteorologists and ask, talk to Ed, see what it's going to be like. But if it stays
like this,
it can't
get any better than this.
It's fantastic. It's great. And outside, Musco Lighting is now setting up. This is only the premier lighting company for sporting events in the entire world. Forget sporting events. These guys lit up Ground Zero on September 11th in 2001. Musco Lighting is the best lighting there is anywhere. They're lighting the RVTV street party tonight. I can tell you we're not worthy of that, but we will enjoy it and appreciate it.
One of the light technicians was outside setting up the lights, and he said, well, I'll tell you what, if we go up to 56K or whatever.
Was this Hayden Fry that was setting up the lights?
If we go up to... Okay.
You have one impression today. This is also the cop that was pulling
over. If we go up to 56K, you guys are going to need some sunscreen out there tonight.
That's what he said. That's how he said it. He said, we are going to be lit up... Like the vacation Christmas tree.
Like we can just warm up a sandwich, just put a sandwich outside.
We can fry an egg on that football field. Have we mentioned that? We've mentioned the football field, haven't we?
Yeah, we've mentioned the football field.
Yeah, Trent drove through here last night, our satellite truck operator, and he called us up about 1:30 in the morning. He's like, guys, you're not going to believe it. I just drove through Albia, and there's a football field in the middle of the street with goalposts.
Now, at first, when he said that, did you think, Trent, you're just driving by the high school. That's their football field.
Well, you know Trent. He's going to go right through the middle of town where all the gas stations are, where he can stop off and get some treats on the way back.
It's Murph and Andy, 1460 KX. Now, Andy will join us shortly. Chris Hassel is with us. We are at Thunder Country in Albia. They're letting us use their studio, which we greatly appreciate. Albia is just rolling out the red carpet. Very, very nice. Chris, being here at Thunder Country does remind me a little bit of when we were here for the Susan Komen Foundation cancer fundraiser that they do here each year. They invited us down, and we went to do a speak, and you came out and did your Gary Dolphin, and it was a big hit. But I tried to tee up a Thunder Country joke for you that might play.
You told it to me the wrong way.
No,
I was writing it down, what you said, because I had never heard of either of these songs.
You'd never heard of either of the artists.
Hello, darling.
So Chris goes through this whole joke, and he says, well, like Merle Haggard said, hello, darling.
Now, who says hello, darling?
Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty, okay.
It's not Merle Haggard. He's like, I don't know Merle Haggard from Merle Hay.
Well, it was Gary Dolphin saying that. It wasn't me, because he woke up next to his honey, and you know, the wife should put on some Merle Haggard and say, hello, darling.
Yeah, it's Conway Twitty, though, Chris. Conway
Twitty.
Conway Twitty.